This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. U.S. President-elect Joe Biden introduced his economic team on Tuesday. The AP Zed Donahue reports.
The team is going to get started in the midst of a pandemic.
Times are tough, but I want you to know that help is on the way.
In Wilmington, Delaware, the president-elect said his choice to be Treasury Secretary is Janet Yellen.
She'll be the first Treasury Secretary, who's also chair of the Reserve, vice chair of the Federal Reserve, and chair of the President's Council of Economic Advisers.
Yellen's goal is to build the economy back better than before.
To rebuild our infrastructure and create better jobs, to invest in our workforce, to advance racial equity and make sure the economic recovery includes everyone.
Neera Tanden is the Biden choice to run the White House Budget Office. Some Senate Republicans have criticized the nomination. Ed Donahue, Washington.
U.S. Attorney General William Barr says the Justice Department has into widespread voter fraud and has seen nothing that would change the outcome of the 2020 presidential election. In an interview with the Associated Press, Barr said U.S. attorneys and FBI agents have been working diligently to follow up on specific complaints and information they've received, but they've uncovered no evidence that would change the outcome of the election. Iran's parliament has approved legislation that would suspend United Nations inspections of the country's nuclear facilities if oil and banking sanctions are not lifted. The measure approved Tuesday would also require the government to increase its uranium enrichment if European signatories to the 2015 nuclear agreement fail to provide sanctions relief. Parliament passed the bill in response to Friday's killing of Iran's top nuclear scientists. The legislation must also be approved by the Guardian Council and Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. From Washington, this is VOA News. The United Nations is pleading with Ethiopia to allow aid to reach refugee camps in Tigray, where nearly 100,000 people from neighboring Eritrea are thought to have run out of food. At a news briefing, the UNHCR's Babar Barbalak says Ethiopia should give urgent access to teams so they can reach the refugees in the area.
Our concerns are growing by the hour. The camps will now have run out of food supplies, making hunger and malnutrition a real danger.
Ethiopian Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed ordered troops into Tigray on November 4th following alleged attacks by Tigray's People Liberation Front forces on federal military camps in the northern region. Abiy claimed victory on Saturday. An advisory by U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says healthcare workers and residents of long-term care facilities should be prioritized in the first phase of COVID-19 vaccinations. The panel voted 13-1 in favor of the recommendations that will be made to states and other local jurisdictions if the Food and Drug Administration grants emergency approval to vaccines, which is expected later this month. The head of the agency responsible for approving COVID-19 vaccines says he won't rush the decisions regarding vaccine safety and efficacy. AP's Jennifer
After being summoned to the White House for a meeting about vaccine development, Food and Drug Administration Commissioner Stephen Hahn says officials will take the time needed to, quote, right. The FDA is weighing whether to authorize the Pfizer and Moderna experimental vaccines. Hahn says everyone is working really hard to look at the applications and get it done, but they have to do it the right way. President Trump has been frustrated that vaccine approval is taking so long, and it was a sign of the pressure that Dr. Hahn is under that the FDA offered guidance that he remains the FDA commissioner. Jennifer King, Washington.
China has announced its robot probe launched to return lunar rocks to Earth has landed on the moon. AP's Charles de Ledesma has more.
The official China news agency says the Chang'e 5 probe has successfully landed on the moon in the pre-selected landing area. The one-sentence report gave no more details, though. Plans called for the robot lander to drill into the lunar surface and load over 4 pounds of rocks and debris into an orbiting vehicle and return them to Earth for analysis. The probe, launched November 24, from a tropical island in the south of China, adds to a string of increasingly bold missions by the Chinese space program that aims eventually to land a human on the moon. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
For more on any of today's top news, please visit us at VOA.com or use the VOA mobile app. From Washington via remote, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.